This is Ben Fordham Live with Sydney's best breakfast on 2GB 873.
Yeah, we've got a warning from farmers right now. They're furious about a proposed biodiversity levy. They've penned a letter to the Prime Minister calling for an immediate and urgent reversal of this proposed tax. We told you about it last year. It's due to come in on July 1. Under the plan, producers will be charged an additional 10% biosecurity levy. That money will be used to fund measures to protect Australia from foreign diseases. But it's the local farmers who have to pay. It'll see cattle producers paying an extra 50 cents per head of cattle. Cotton growers will be stung an extra 22 cents per bale. And in the middle of a cost of living crisis, we can only assume that they'll have no choice but to pass the fee on. Colin Bettles is the Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia, and he's on the line. G'day, Colin.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, good. How's the feeling out there in the countdown to July 1?
Well, there's a lot of anger, and that's why we've written this joint letter to the Prime Minister with 50 groups from across the agricultural sector from a vast range of commodities, not just grains, asking for them to reverse this fundamentally flawed policy proposal.
You guys are already paying a range of biosecurity charges and fees and levies, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, even emergency response levies that are set at zero. So if we do have an incursion, that we contribute to the costs of eradication and emergency management on an ongoing basis. So, you know, that helps prevent the diseases from spreading as well. And that's combined with taxpayer money, state and federal. So I think that's a key part of the argument that's being lost by the government trying to implement this new tax.
Why have you got to pay more for foreign diseases? Why isn't it the companies overseas paying for it?
Well, that's a discussion that started under the previous government 7 or 8 years ago, and GPA has been advocating for the risk creators to make a better contribution, or more of a contribution, to shared responsibility and accountability. Through funding of a container levy on imports. The government looked at it, the previous government. They announced it in 2018 and they never delivered it. They said it was too complicated. Well, this new proposed biosecurity tax on producers, it's far more complicated. And they are looking to bring that in on July 1. They announced in last year's budget they'd look at the container levy. And we haven't seen any evidence that they progressed that discussion. So we'll see where it goes in the early part of this year. The advice from the department's been provided to the government. We understand it needs to be a decision of Cabinet to progress this. So we're awaiting a response. But every producer group that submitted to the consultation process has said that they oppose it.
Will the cost be passed on to the consumer?
Well, farmers are price takers, Ben, so that's one of the key parts of the argument. We can't pass those costs back up the supply chain, and there's a big discussion going on at the moment about what the supermarkets are charging consumers and the share that the farmer gets. And as you've probably covered, that you know, everyone in the political spectrum is trying to get their fingerprints on a press release saying they're sticking up for farmers, but no one's mentioning this extra tax that they're putting on farmers to pay for biosecurity, which comes off their bottom line.
Well, July 1 is the date it's supposed to start. Let's see how much noise you can make between now and then, and we'll see whether the Prime Minister's listening. Thanks for jumping on the line.
Thanks for having us, Ben.
Colin Bettles, the Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia.